Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. It's 12:17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. He's my favorite blues man. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go there, you'll find Rick Maurer among our Brain Trust members, our almost 2,000 Brain Trust members. Rick has been there now for almost 9 years, and you can find the body of work that he's deposited with us, and almost all of it is evergreen. The things that he's talked to us about are things you can continue to learn from, so I hope you'll check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. His books are Beyond the Wall of Resistance, that's the revised edition, and then the other one, which the title of which says it all for me, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about feedback. We're talking about how to get employees to get comfortable. Two things. We got two projects here, Rick. We got to get employees to get the grit to actually come to the boss, as you said earlier, speak truth to power. And number two, we got to get that power to receive that feedback in a productive way, short term and long term. And so here's an idea that I have. This is something that's helped me over the years. I tell my folks, it's okay for you to bring me a problem, but not unless you bring me a solution with it. Don't just bring me a problem. Mm-hmm. Bring me a solution. Even if you know it's not the best solution, even if you're not sure or whatever, don't worry about that. But I want to make sure that you don't bring me a problem until you've thought about it enough that you've come up with your idea about it. Now, I think that kind of double message, so to speak, the alpha and the omega, that kind of thing, I think is what I think makes it easy for a manager to swallow. What do you think?
Well, I do, and there's a couple of real advantages to that. One, I agree, it's easier for the manager to swallow it, and two, it gets the employee thinking about, so if I were going to make it better, what would I suggest? And so Right. Now they're thinking about problems differently, and they're not as passive. So it's not like parent and child; it's a couple of adults trying to think about how do we improve our customer service or our delivery system or whatever it might be.
Well, it's also what happens is, and see, I've done this before. I didn't come up with that on my own. One of my mentors taught me that years ago, because I was continually bringing him things that just annoyed me.
Yeah.
And he finally said, "You got to stop doing this, or I'm going to fire you." Basically, you know. And he said, "You know, if you're going to bring me a problem, bring me a solution." And so, what would happen is, I'd go through that process, and the two or three things would happen. I'd sleep on it longer. I would all of a sudden on one thing, I'd say, wait a minute. Now that I've thought about how I'd fix it, I come back to the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
So he's already been through this process. Why would I bother him? I don't want him to have to tell me we've already tried that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, no, I agree. I think that's terrific. And what it can do for any of your listeners who might say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, I want to try that, is it can start conversations. In other words, it doesn't have to be that simple of exchange that I just come to you and say, Jim, I see a problem, here's my idea, thanks a lot, boss, I'll see you. You can actually start having some planning meetings. You can say, you know, hey, next Monday morning when we all get together before people go out and do their things, let's spend 15 minutes and let's just brainstorm with the group and figure out some ways of tackling this and really make that something that will work. So suddenly now you got people with skin in the game. So that can be a simple but really effective opening to kind of changing the quality of conversation and work-related conversation in your workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I'd like to recommend, that another thing that I think might help, Rick, is not to wait on people to come to you and say, boss, this isn't working, we need to do something else. Or for you to even say that to them. What about if you have a regular, let's say twice a year, let's just pick that out of the air, twice a year, we have a regular session scheduled where we sit down and we look at everything as if it had to prove itself all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, nobody has to come to me and say, hey, boss, this isn't working. If it's a month away, they can say, okay, we're going to talk about that in a month, and I'll bring it up then. And when everything's on the table, nothing's dangerous.
Perhaps. I like the idea. But generally, with any idea, whether I think it's a brilliant idea or not, I encourage my clients to do it as an experiment. So let's say they had that exactly the kind of meeting you're talking about, and it works brilliantly, then still step back and say, all right, so what could we do to improve it? Do we need to do it more often? Let's make sure we make it a monthly or a quarterly, whatever it is, thing. But if it doesn't work, then sit back and go, huh, how come? And the how come quite often is people are still afraid, and they're still waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they go, okay, yeah, I know what Jim's saying. That makes sense to me. But, man, you remember back in 1952, I heard that old, Bart blah, blah, blah was fired for saying. And so that kind of stuff lingers, and it's hard for that, especially hard for that to come out in a meeting, because people don't want to go on record and have other people looking. And it's so I would just say, do it as an experiment. Do it as an experiment and see what kind of reaction you get. And if you're not getting the reaction, then go to plan B.
I like the experiment thing. In fact, that was a chapter in one of my books. My banana book is on experimenting. And, don't change. I think the point I made was, I might have even quoted you in that book, Rick. And I said, don't change, experiment. I mean, yes. I think experiment is a much better, more palatable thought than change is. And so I definitely like that idea. Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is Maurer.
And we're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages.
But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.